Chumas Parakei Mishnah Vav. Sa Chuma Shenafel Lepachas Me'ev Nidamu. So here you have a Sa of Chuma that fell into something of Chulin that was less than 100. So now the whole pile becomes Meduma. V'nafel Minha Meduma L'makom Acher. So now you have something that's actually Aser, not like the previous Mishnah, but in this case, one of these Sa's is Meduma and it falls into another pile. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Midamas Kitchuma Vadoi. Rabbi Eliezer's Shita again, that it's Meduma and it's treated like Chuma Vadai. So that's not the bigger chiddush, but the big chiddush is v'cham oimrim ein hameduma midamea el lefi cheshbon. Chum say that what comes out of meduma is not looked at as one complete saw of meduma. Rather, we always take into consideration the percentage and the ratio of what made it into meduma, of the truma that's inside of each piece. So when every saw, so let's say a saw was in this pile of meduma. So each saw has 24 lugim. So one of these saws that come out of meduma is looked at as one in a case where, let's say, there were 23 of chulin and one of truma that fell in. So now when one of these pieces now are taken out, like we said previously, you look at each piece as the piece, even though it's a saw, you look at the saw as it has 1/24 of truma in each and every saw that you take out. So that's one lug of truma and 23 lugin of chulin in each saw that you take out. And if that piece falls into a pile, so as long as the pile has another 77 lugin of chulin, which would add to the 23 lugin that's within the saw that fell in, that would be mevatel, the one lug of truma that's within that one saw, so now you have 100 versus 1. So you're always factoring in the initial cheshbon of the truma versus the chulin. The Mishnah continues, similarly, if you have yeast of truma that creates bread. Now here you don't have a din of meduma if the flour is more than the yeast. The yeast affects the whole bread to make the whole bread truma and usser for non-kohanim. But there's certain yeast that can make bread. There's a certain amount of yeast that can make a bread, but if it's too little, it's not going to make the bread. It's not going to make it rise. So if you have, let's say, yeast, that yeast was truma yeast, and it made a loaf of bread, that bread is aser. But what if you had a piece of that bread that fell into other bread? So now the Mishnah is telling us, according to the Rav, that would only be aser if there was such a large piece from the first bread that within that piece there was enough yeast within that piece that would have been enough to be machmitz and create to rise all of the bread in the whole mixture. But if the amount of yeast in the smaller piece that fell into all the other pieces of bread, all the other loaves, if that smaller piece is not enough to make them all grow, like yeast creates, then it becomes batel. Again, lefi cheshbon, you always take that initial part of the iser into consideration. Now this last part is not as similar as the previous ones. The Rav explains that this case is where a mikveh that has, as we know, once a mikveh has 40 saws and filled of 40 saws of water that's not drawn, that's just natural water, so it's kosher no matter what is added to the mikveh. Even if one draws water and adds, that's fine. Problem is, if one draws water, normally, if he just draws water that's 3 saws or more, that passels a mikveh. So for example, if you had less than 37 saws of water that was natural water, and then one drew water that's 3 saws or more, that passels a mikveh. But there's one exception, that if the drawn water wasn't drawn and delivered right into the mikveh, but rather it was poured into some kind of like an aqueduct or pipe that then ran into the mikveh by itself, so that only passels if that type of water that's semi-drawn, which is called hamshacha, that only asers if most of it was derech hamshacha. But if a minority of it was derech hamshacha, that wouldn't aser it. So that's what it means, that the maim shuvim doesn't passels mikveh only according to the cheshbon.